You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I am JR. This is CBS Sports Radio, and we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. Thank you to everyone who's been locked in since the beginning of the show. You weren't able to listen? You missed out? You can always take CBS Sports Radio with you anywhere on the free Odyssey app. You can even hit rewind. You can hit pause. You can go from the car to the house, from one room to the next, to the backyard. You can do whatever the hell you want. Get the Odyssey app. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and you can listen on a smart speaker. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard, and much love to you. There is no show without you. As we continue on throughout the rest of the night, we're going to get into some comments made by Najee Harris about Nick Saban. He's taking a look at Nick Saban, and he's just like, yeah, we didn't have the best relationship when we were in Alabama. And can anybody really be shocked? I mean, we've seen Nick Saban have outbursts just in front of a nationally televised audience. I mean, we're supposed to be shocked that he said some things that ruffled some feathers of a player? Nope, not at all. We'll get into that next hour. Fernando Tatis Jr., we discussed him last night. Seems that his dad is just continuing to double down on a defense of Fernando. And then in a few minutes, we're going to talk about not LeBron James specifically, but his son Bronny and Skip Bayless. What the hell do these three, how are they intertwined? I'll explain momentarily. So far, over the past 2 hours, we've talked about quarterbacks in the NFL. Different quarterbacks have different things to prove. We talked about Lamar Jackson, expected to potentially get a big offer real soon if he decides to accept it from the Ravens. And then we talked about Tiger Woods. I guess he's trying to be the biggest advocate for the PGA Tour. He's running around with a cape, trying to encourage the other golfers not to join LIV. And so we're here. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That is 855-212-4CBS. I want to talk to you about this Skip Bayless and LeBron and Bronny situation, and we'll get there. We do have some callers on the line. And let's talk to Jim. He's calling from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how you doing, man?
I'm excellent, Jim. What's up?
First-time caller, long, super long-time number one Bears fan. Talking about quarterbacks, you're right. We have been in a drought since basically Sid Luckman. And that's going a long time back. And I don't know why, for some reason, we have never been able to get that chemistry right again. I'll leave it at this. When you were talking about Justin Fields, I went to training camp last year. I wasn't able to go this year. But last year, which was Nagy's last year as a coach, and when I was out there, which was basically the last day of training camp, and I saw Justin Fields, he was like in his freaking prime, man. He was throwing things everywhere, and guys were catching it, man. So I'll leave it at this. You were talking about Brett Favre last night being one of the toughest freaking quarterbacks in the league during his time and playing almost 300 games. You know how painful that was as a Bears fan? To see that happen when he would just tear our D defense completely up, man.
Sure. Well, now you have Aaron Rodgers to do it.
And here's the last thing I want to segue into with your discussion last night of concussions.
Okay.
That dude, he played up in the frozen tundra of Green Bay.
Yeah, the field hurts. I know.
It gets cold. Dude. So when he literally took those hits, and I would watch it on TV, and he took those hits in those Bears games, literally the Bears defense, they were singling him out, man, and wanted to not take him out, but just take him down.
Well, that's typical of what teams try to do to the opposing quarterback. Absolutely. Tony is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Tony. Okay, I don't know where the hell he's at. He's not here. Seth is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, what's going on, bro?
I'm terrific. What's going on?
Man, I felt like you wanted me to call in making your comments about my squad like that, man. Man, you think we're going to be one of the worst in the league for real, J.R., with our schedule? Did you see our schedule?
You think the Chicago – so what are you going to tell me? The Bears are going to be one of the best in the league? Is that what you're going to tell me?
I didn't take it that far, but I will say this, though. Justin Fields will win the most improved player, bro, by without a doubt. And like the last caller said from Chicago, I don't know if he a number one bet. I know I am. I've been at training camp actually like twice this year, and I had just went to the preseason game. And from what I've seen, Justin Fields, how his mechanics was and everything last year to this year, completely different, bro. Completely different. People sleeping on Bayless Jones Jr. Man, Mooney. Hey, man, the kid Mooney is special, bro. And, man, I guarantee you we would definitely not be the worst team in the NFL. I can bet you that.
I didn't say worst team in the NFL. I said one of the. Yeah, well, so they won six games last year. What are they going to do, win another six this year? That'd be a success, right?
Man, we're going to win nine games.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well,
and I'm gonna call you back, Jay. You know I'm a stand, so I'm always listening. Yeah, I don't call late night, but I'm locked in with you, bro. For real.
Sure. If they win nine games, I can't do anything but tip my cap. I don't think it's gonna happen, and if they do, then I'll say, okay, sure, they did.
Yeah.
No skin off my back. We'll see. Okay.
Okay. Love, bro. Nice talking to you, bro.
Thank you, Seth, for calling from Chicago. Tony's here from Buffalo. I guess he didn't fall down the toilet. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Tony. What's up?
Hey, man. How are you? It's a pleasure to talk to you, man. Listen, that young man that was with you, bad-mouthing Bill Belichick. Listen, I'm a diehard Buffalo Bills fan. I'm going into my 41st season here watching and understanding the game. But I'm going to tell you what about Bill Belichick. Remember.
Well, hold on a second. Tony, slow down a second. Who are you referring to?
The young man that you were talking to that was bad-mouthing Bill Belichick,
The young man is the producer and host here of the show along with me. His name is Shepard. I believe you just spoke to him. And so you don't have to address that kind of out to the universe. He's right here with us.
Okay. Well, let me please you.
Well, hold on, Shep.
So I appreciate that. Tony, how are you, man?
Good man.
Yeah, I'm curious what you have to say and how you're going to, prop up Belichick to be the all-time greatest coach of all time. Yeah.
Fight.
Let's
go ahead.
What you got? What you got, Tony?
This is what I have. Remember, he's the guy that drafted Tom Brady when many other teams skipped over him four or five times. That's number one. Number two, he is a defensive genius. He shut down the no-huddle offense in Super Bowl 25 against the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, I got to tell you, Bill Belichick, he wasn't necessarily the guy who wanted Brady, but go ahead. Keep going.
Tony, I also want to ask you this other question. How did they do against the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs? Remind me.
They did tremendously poor, which I thoroughly enjoyed, okay?
Okay. And I know you know that answer. Now, Tony, please. Off the top of your head, I just have one quick question for you. The defensive guru that he is, how many points did they give up to the Buffalo Bills?
I believe it was like 41.
47.
Okay, well, hang on a second, though. Yeah. Because with any other team, the talent that he has, because the thing is Belichick wanted to get rid of Brady long ago to have Garoppolo take that team over, and they were on a salary cap schedule. okay? And by doing so and keeping him too long, disrupted the whole team. Any other coach, that team wouldn't even sniff the playoffs. They'd be 4-win, 5-win team maybe. I'm just telling you, as long as he's a coach and he's got decent talent, he's always going to be a factor.
Well, wait a minute.
This is coming from someone that doesn't particularly like him, but you got to respect him, especially what he's done to our team the last 30 years.
Tony, he has had an amazingly good fortune to be coaching under the right owner when he's not at massage parlors. And then also, JR, that's the truth. And not to mention the fact that he has coached for 20 seasons the most accomplished athlete we've ever had in the history of North American team sports. Tony, you tell us, how did he do when he was in Cleveland? How did he do the first year in New England when he still had a Drew Bledsoe at his apex? How did that get resolved? How did he make the playoffs with that talent?
Well, they actually won the Super Bowl, if you don't recall.
Wait. I'm talking about when he did not have Tom Brady, when he was in Cleveland for those 6 years, and then in 2000, the year before, he actually said, you know what, Mo Lewis, you're not going to do me the good service of knocking out Drew Bledsoe, although I know that wasn't his intention. How did he do with Drew Bledsoe in 2000? How many wins did they have? Did they even sniff the playoffs?
All I'm going to say is continue.
Let's keep it clean with terrestrial radio. Let's go. Yes.
Okay. Now, secondly, now he comes into New England. The team isn't completely baked yet. It had a Super Bowl appearance 4 seasons before, and they had a lot of holes. But I'm saying, like, in a matter of one good draft, he was able to get that team being on the cusp to a championship quality team. And all I'm going to say about Bill Belichick is, if that team goes down far enough and they are picking in the top 10 or in the top 5 throughout the 7 rounds, I'm going to tell you, the guy's going to replenish the team and they're going to be a factor again. Because that's, I believe that. I know you may not like it, but I'm just telling you.
But this is coming from
a guy that don't like him.
But JR, it's not, and JR, to my point, and Tony, you understand this too, it's not a matter of whether I like it or not. I'm being as objective as possible. I understand he comes from a defensive genius in Steve and his father. I get the fact that he has forgotten more football than I know. But what I am saying is his legacy that has been bestowed upon him is very much lucky, because he happened to have the right quarterback at the right time when you couldn't hit quarterbacks in the way, the manner in which they do now. That's all I'm saying.
But he drafted that quarterback. Remember that.
But like JR said, he, along with every other 31 NFL head coaches at the time, you know, looked over him for the first 5 rounds and then ended up getting him in the 6th round. So I hear your point, too.
I think, and thank you, Tony, for calling from Buffalo. I think as an overall, we got to look at coaches in a general sense. Like coaches at, I don't care what level it is or where you're at, like coaches will add to a situation or they can make things worse. If Tom Brady, and we do not know this, and for as much as we say, or you say Bill Belichick, he lucked out here with Tom Brady.
Big time.
But who's to say that there's no way in hell. To think that Tom Brady would have the same type of career anyplace else.
JR, he went at the age of, I'm not saying anything you don't know, at the age of 43, he went to a team that didn't make the playoffs the year before, and they win the Super Bowl without any semblance of a training camp.
We know that.
I know, but if we know
there
that.
There was basically 20 years prior to that. There is something to say, and this is not a Tom Brady, Bill Belichick issue.
Right.
I can say this about anybody. I don't care if you're the greatest of all time or you're the worst of all time who had a cup of coffee and got cut the next day. And I don't care what sport it is. There's some things that we can't predict, and sometimes the matchups just work. You can be someone, and unfortunately he's dealing with injury right now. What if Mike Trout was selected by the New York Yankees or the Dodgers? What if that was the case? What if Michael Jordan ended up in Portland as opposed to Chicago? And these are questions that the world will never know. I mean, we have so many athletes who don't sniff a championship or a title that were also great or also amazing but they weren't in an ideal situation. This is typically, and this is a mad, this is going to sound real wild right now. You, what you put out typically is what you get back. In certain times, energy attracts energy. And in the world of sports, yeah, if you are absolutely great at what you do, things can develop around you. In a sport like the NFL, where you got 53 dudes running around, it's very clear. What if the New York Jets were the team that gave Tom Brady that shot? What are we supposed to do? Think that Tom Brady was gonna do this? No. We got Damian Lillard. This man is sitting up in Portland making all this money, gonna make $60+ million a year. What happened if Damian Lillard would have ended up on the, I don't know, the San Antonio Spurs or the Miami Heat?
But JR, in fairness though, you know, we talk about all-time greats, and Damian Lillard is a superstar in his class personified, but he ain't an all-time great. Damian Lillard
become,
is 6'2".
You and I both know he's never been elite defensively, ever. My point is, no, you're going in a different direction. My point is, you don't know, nobody knows what anybody can be, okay? My point is, we would not necessarily have the conversation of Tom Brady being an all-time great if he didn't fall into an ideal space. That's my point. If Tom Brady ended up with the New York Jets, would we be able to say he was an all-time great? Would he have 6 and 7 rings? Do you think he would? I know Shep is doing double duty here. But the answer is probably not. I can look at someone like Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter walking around with all the rings in the world. He ended up on a team that spends all the money in the world. And he himself is an amazing talent. You had Alex Rodriguez said it himself. Hey, I'm a better player than this Derek Jeter guy. I'm playing up in Seattle. I'm doing this and that, but man, I'm not winning.
Sorry, Jerry. A bunch of people call. I apologize. I totally missed what you just referred to. We had just a bunch of callers there.
I said.
Yes.
That if you want to call someone, there's a reason why Tom Brady is referred to as the greatest of all time. It's because of the championships that he won. It's because of the situation.
As a rookie, that the quarterback before him, who was a veteran for 7 years and all pro, couldn't win under Belichick.
Yes, but the Tom Brady that we saw.
Not as a rookie, but a first-year starter. You get what I'm saying.
Yes,
he obviously was drafted there in 2000. Yes,
but the Tom Brady that started that game and played that season wasn't the Tom Brady that we saw 3 and 4 years after that. The Tom Brady that won that Super Bowl basically had the handcuffs on him because Bill Belichick had them on. That's not to take away from this man's talent or his ability to play, but how he played in that first season and getting that first crack and opportunity wasn't really any different than what we see right now with someone like Mac Jones. My point is this. It's twofold. You can only be as good as who's around you. This is not tennis. This is not golf. You need a team. It's not an individual sport. And I use the example of someone like a Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter, you just heard it in his own documentary on ESPN, all Derek Jeter did was win. And in meanwhile, you had Alex Rodriguez. What did he do? All he did was mash home runs. And we know Alex Rodriguez would have been damn good. Damn good. Before he decided to take anything. And so it depends on where you're at. If we're going to define greatest by championships, it ain't in the cards for everybody. It's a little bit of luck for everyone. Where you end up, where you get drafted, and is the person leading the team, is the organization in the solid space. Bill Belichick, yeah, if he ain't have Tom Brady, would he be running around with all the rings he has? No. If Brady wasn't there with Belichick, with the New England Patriots, would he have all the rings he has? The answer is probably not. You know, this is not an individual sport. And so to look at small cases and sample sizes, The NFL is tough. And it's tough to do what Belichick has done. It's tough to have the organization. It's tough to have the success. And so if we're going to say that Belichick was lucky to have Brady, then, man, Brady hit the luck of the draw to be drafted by the organization, too. It's a two-way street. It's a team sport. It's a hard-knock life. Yeah, and at the end of his career, going to a team that was ready-made and basically set for him, oh, that's different than starting off. Very much so. It's a tough world here. 855-212-4CBS. We'll get into Bronny James. We'll get into LeBron. We'll get into Bayless. But man, Bill Belichick is just a grumpy dude. But even that grumpy dude needs some love. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just wanted to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get into Bronny James and LeBron James and Skip Bayless. What do these three individuals have to do with each other? We'll get there. But right before we went to break, I talked about the Bears. We talked about how bad their situation is or can be potentially, and what the season might look like with Justin Fields. And it's like, hey, it's a matter of bad luck. It's like the Bears have had bad luck. And somehow, some way, speaking of luck, the idea of Bill Belichick finding luck in Tom Brady came to the forefront, and Brady's success, and here we are. What is Belichick without Brady? Well, I could say the same thing. What is Brady without Belichick? It's a team sport. And so I'm going to take your calls. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's just tough. You know, if you want to operate in an environment of winning, it's also the coach. He has to coach the entire organization. He has to look from the top down onto everything. The other players, the environment, the atmosphere. Joey is calling from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm here, Joey. Go ahead.
Yeah, great show, man. Yeah, I'm not a big Belichick guy, but for some reason I'm a Dolphins fan out here in Texas. But what he does is crazy. Just being a lifelong NFL fan, just seeing like the luck you talk about. The Dolphins had the luck of having Marino and Shula at the same time, and they couldn't even come close to what Belichick and Brady have done. And you know, it takes a coach and a quarterback, and it's crazy how great a quarterbacks there are out there. You know, Jimmy Johnson came to Miami, couldn't do anything with Marino. Of course, that was in his later years, but he had Aikman, and they dominated for a little while, but nowhere near as long as these guys. And then you got Aaron Rodgers, who's so gifted, and he just has one Super Bowl. You know, you go back to Montana and their coach back in the day, and you know, they got a few, but
yeah, the run
they got was incredible.
It's difficult. It's difficult because it's a team sport. It's hard to, and thank you, Joey, for calling from Texas. It's hard to go on a run. It's hard to win. It's spectacular what the Patriots were able to do. And they both contributed, both of them. Paul is calling from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, Jay. How are you, bud?
Very well.
Jay, I got a bigger picture of you, and is that airbrush? Is your skin that flawless? You look about 35, and I don't have social media. I'm sure it's posted on your Facebook page. How old you are, right?
What are you, you want to take me out on a date? Am I airbrushed?
No, no. Well, your skin looks flawless. You look young, about 35.
Well, you know what they say about black, right?
Yes, sir. I'm just like you. I'm Arab. I got the same type of skin.
Oh, well, hey, you called me last week. Are you really trying to take me out on a date? What's going on here?
No, I'm just being legally blind. I don't see much. I wonder what you guys are like. I love Jeff and you and Jody Mack. You guys are great. I just wonder how old you are, because you've never said anything stupid. I got something to say. You just did it again. You always say smart stuff. Like what you just said about the big debate up here is the chicken or the egg. Is it Brady or Belichick? I don't think I've ever heard anyone say, would he, Belichick, have all those zooms without Brady? And there you are. That's exactly right. The answer is no. And you also said what I just told Dave in the Cube. But Belichick recruited players, built a defense, gave him the best receivers. He has a tendency to see talent that's overlooked or underdeveloped. He's got a military mind. However, there's something that people forget. When you're raised in the military, you focus on solutions, not problems. You don't get into the pomp and circumstance. He doesn't give out bulletin points. He wouldn't wear, like, the jersey of the week, you know. He wouldn't wear what they told him to wear. That's why he had the hoodie up. And they smashed him up by saying that, you know, the Deflategate thing, that we decided to cheat on a team that we beat by an average of 40 points the last five games. They punished him for that. And this is the other thing people forget. He's actually really funny and really engaging and really lovable. And his kids are good kids because he's a good parent. But he did catch lightning in the bottle with Tom Brady. And this is another thing, JR, would say. The best thing that happened to Tom Brady is the crafts were too cheap to pay up what he was due. Because think, bud, it got sports pope Paul Christ me. I love and bless Brady because I'm a big fan. And the best thing that happened to him was he got out of Dodge before the next season, which if people forget was COVID. So when you take away 10 starters and you have COVID, that could have ended his career. He would have gotten sacked and walked. Wow. The best thing was going
and
to Tampa.
Even in that COVID year, and thank you, Paul, for calling from Boston, they had Cam Newton there. And somehow they still won seven games, which made no sense. They had no offense. That was as bare bones of football that I've ever seen in my life, or at least in that era. It just made no sense. JoJo from Texas, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yes, JoJo. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, JoJo. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say something. Well, first thing I'm going to say, I'm not a Belichick fan. I'm not a Tom Brady fan. I'm not a New England Patriot fan. I'm not a Tampa Bay fan. But I do believe if you look at what Tampa Bay did before they brought Brady over, they brought over a whole bunch of big bad players for him. So that's what Tom, how come they didn't do that for Jameis? If they had brought all them players over for Jameis Winston, I think Jameis Winston probably would have won that Super Bowl.
Oh,
that's what I think. I might be wrong, but that's
what I think. Yeah, I think so, JoJo. I think Jameis Winston still need a little bit more seasoning. There's a reason why he had to go to New Orleans and learn a few things under Mr. Peyton and Mr. Breeze. He was not ready. Maybe he'll be ready this upcoming season. But we saw what he was doing in Tampa. Man, Bruce had enough of that guy. You're like, I ain't doing this no more. Like, please save me. Zach is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, JR?
Good.
No, just to kind of parallel about athletes being in the right spot at the right time. I mean, it's the same way with Major League Baseball. You got Aaron Judge versus Shohei Ohtani. What happens if Shohei Ohtani is on the Astros or on the Mets, you know? Like, there would be a whole different conversation going on for MVP, whereas with Shohei Ohtani being on the Angels, he's by himself in an instance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he had a choice now, didn't he?
for sure. But I'm just saying, you know, like with players being in the spots that they need to be, Tom Brady, he got picked up with New England, he won those 6-7 rings, and then, you know.
Yeah, well, that's just sure. And, well, we know the last one was certainly more of his choice. And thank you, Zach, for calling from California. Yeah, Ohtani had a choice, man. That's the funky part. Oh, yeah, I'll stay on the West Coast. I want to be, I guess, closer to Japan. Just jump over the Pacific real quick. Nah, Angels suck. is throwing out all his money to everybody. Mike Trout is falling apart. Rendon is just taking money, not playing, being hurt. Man, they're bad. And speaking of bad, I'm actually looking at the Angels here in the studio. How about that? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to leave these phone lines open. We'll talk about Bronny, LeBron, and Skip Bayless.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I appreciate listening to you every night, man, at work, man. It gives me some joy, and I appreciate all your insight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we get to the top of the hour, I think we'll be able to get to Bronny and LeBron and Skip Bayless. It's a sad situation. You got a 70-year-old like pointing commentary at a 17-year-old to just kind of get at the dad? This is just weird, man. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. We have a bunch of callers here, a bunch of thoughts. The NFL and Belichick and his coaching acumen and what he's been able to do with and without Tom Brady. Telling you it's a team sport. Oh, by the way, if you missed anything that we discussed, you can always hit rewind. Free Odyssey app. Yeah, it's free.
Richard, it's free?
I'm sorry?
It's free?
Yeah, it's free. You didn't
Dang,
know it's free.
I didn't
free.
Know that. Dang.
It's free. Yeah, I've been saying it forever. Come on, be a good coworker. You know this.
I was trying to make a joke, and what I was saying was it's so good that it shouldn't be free, and that's how good it is that we should all take advantage of it because it's free.
Yeah, no, we want people to download the Odyssey.
Of course we do.
Like Richard from Atlanta, he has it. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Richard?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm okay.
That's good, man. I love the show, man. I love everything that's going on. But I just want to comment. It may be a little bit off base, but what I'm saying is everybody talks about the quarterback. Maybe I'm stuck in a time warp or whatever. Maybe. But I just want to ask you, just maybe you can respond to it. Maybe you can help me out. But we always talk about that quarterback once again. But nobody seems to give Pittsburgh Steelers Terry Bradshaw enough credit for winning 4 Super Bowls in the span of 5 years. And everybody wants to talk about the defense did that. But yet and still today, we always want to talk about no matter what happened in the game, it's always the quarterback who is either get the credit or he doesn't get the credit. But Terry Bradshaw did something that was unprecedented at that time. You know, and I just don't understand why nobody – it's like always Montana or who's the 40
– Well, Richard, I have an answer for you there. Those Steeler teams were stacked. Like most championship teams, you're going to have a lot of talent. And granted, Terry Bradshaw walked away with an MVP in one of those latter years. But the fact is, if you go ahead and take a look at his numbers, that's the most I can say. It speaks for itself. And so you asked a question, I gave you an answer. A, the teams were stacked. And B, if you take a look at his overall numbers, I can look at other quarterbacks in the 70s, maybe someone like Staubach or Fran Tarkenton, that they probably were a little bit more dynamic.
I got you. But I'm just saying, right now we give every bit of the credit to the quarterback.
The game has evolved. I mean, it's more of a passing game. We have running backs, and right now, if I got to look at kind of once-in-a-lifetime guys, put it this way. Having a Roger Craig or a Marshall Faulk on the team, used to be something of an anomaly. It used to be extraordinary. Oh, my God, you have a guy who can, you know, both have 1,000 yards receiving and also 1,000 yards on the ground. I mean, these running backs right now, it's almost like, hey, you better know how to catch the ball. And so everybody's passing. The balance, the scale of balance on offense is, it's not the same, not at all. Mr. Jones is calling from Atlanta. Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
Yo.
Mr. Jones, your phone doesn't sound good, Mr. Jones.
I'm in now. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
All right. So, you know, football is the ultimate team in sport. I'm a football player myself. And I know you was like, well, they go hand in hand, but now we kind of got to say the ultimate denominator was Tom Brady, because he didn't left one coach, left one organization that was in the trash, took it out of the trash, wiped it off, signed it up, and took them to a Super Bowl in 1 year. Now, Belichick, true indeed, he does not have the Tom Brady, but he also has been missing on wide receivers in the draft. And he would have kept Tom if he would have helped his teammate out by getting, you know, different receivers. He tried with Antonio Brown. We already know what happened with that. But, you know, Belichick did his thing by building the defense. I'm going to also say this, too, though, because you got to give a shout-out as a team game. You got to give a shout-out to Josh McDaniels, hell of an offensive coordinator. Along going with Brady, they all make it work. Right?
Yes, Mr. Jones. I mean, we can go through 20 years of everyone on the team and look at their success, yes.
So, I mean, like, if you take – uh-oh. See, now you don't have Brady there anymore, right?
Uh-oh.
And
yeah.
The team is kind of – and I like Mac Jones. But this, and I'm going to take this to where you were saying it matters where you get drafted at. Mac Jones doesn't have any receivers to really make a big difference.
Yes, we know. And I venture to say this. It's not like Tom Brady won every single year that they were there. You know, it's if I would have taken Tom Brady, and I think Shep might have mentioned this, if not one of the other callers, if I would have put Tom Brady on that New England Patriots COVID season, Tom Brady would have got his ass whooped. Come on, he went somewhere that was absolutely amazing, that had all the players there that were ready to go. Andy's calling from Houston. Go ahead, quickly.
I just want to ask. Or my statements are more of a question. Think about it in the response. I'd like to follow up on the Pittsburgh guy and the Steelers and Terry Bradshaw. If you look at the teams of the 70s, which I grew up in, there were many teams that were probably better, but what Bradshaw did in his four Super Bowls, outstanding. And look at those teams that were ahead of him, and you can't deny that. And I know you were trying to, but it's not the fact. Let's get back
well,
to what I wanted.
It's not denying it. If you look at Terry Bradshaw as a single individual, you know, the question was, why doesn't he get the same type of credit that someone like Tom Brady gets? And Tom Brady is playing in an era where you are airing the living hell out of the ball. When Terry Bradshaw played, the game was more balanced. And even in that regard, if I want to just pinpoint Terry Bradshaw, there are probably some other quarterbacks that I could probably kind of swap in and out.
Okay. I'll go with that, absolutely. So let's get to the New England Patriots. And I want to preference something. Being a old San Diego Charger ticket holder, I believe that Mike Riley tried to convince Bobby Bethard, and we're talking about organizations, correct? One of the best in the business to draft Tom Brady, but Bethard said no. Look that up. I think it's true. Let's get back to the New England Patriots and running through the Jets and the Dolphins and the Bills back in the heyday when this whole dynasty started. It was being a Charger fan, I look back at the dynasty of Brady and think about two things. Look, you want to get as many wins as you can, and in his division, the East, you could, because you want to have a home game in the snow and the cold in New England during the playoffs, which definitely was an advantage. Argue me that. And then on top of that, that kid, Tom Brady, smart as a whip, Belichick had an eye for skill and ability, and hence a dynasty. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's what I said. It takes two to tango.
Absolutely. And it takes an organization. You know,
I said that as well, yeah. Andy. It's a team sport, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people want to argue that, oh, it's the quarterback. You know, the quarterback doesn't need the coach, especially nowadays, the younger generations that don't understand the importance of an organization, not just the coach or just the quarterback, don't you think?
Here's an easy example, Andy. What happens if we just kept Trevor Lawrence down in Jacksonville with Urban Meyer? What would have happened?
Oh, gosh.
Well, oh, gosh is right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are going to oh, gosh our way into a break. And on the other side of this break, we will continue with oh, gosh. Why? Because there's a 17-year-old athlete here who happens to be the son of LeBron James, who's already open to criticism. And I guess that's the way the world is, right? No big deal. A 70-year-old using a 17-year-old to boost himself up for work? Is that weird? Is it normal? Is it something that we should be used to? We'll talk about LeBron James, Bronny James, and the 70-year-old Skip Bayless on the other side of this break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.